Essential NLP. Practical skills for a great life.
Hi and welcome, Dr. Phil here. Today I'm going to be addressing something that's a question that's been asked so much of me in the last few weeks, and it all centers around the conflict that's currently happening around the Middle East. And the question people ask me is, should I be watching the news? Because when I watch the news, I get really churned up. I find myself getting furious or sad or stressed or some range of very powerful emotions. I feel drained and I feel ill and tired from it. And this is a really interesting question because on one hand, I think it's so important that we are informed, that we get good quality news and we understand what's going on in the world so we can think about what we can do. But it's also true that many of us, when we watch the news, it doesn't do us any good. We feel despondent and hopeless and stressed. So what do we do? Now, there's no right or wrong answer to should you watch the news. But I think the important thing is checking in with yourself and asking yourself, is this useful for me right now? So it might be useful to get the headlines, to get a sense of what's going on, or maybe to dig into what's the history, what's going on, how are people trying to resolve this, what's actually happening. But I think there are some questions we need to ask ourselves as to how much emotional triggering we get from watching these things. We know that social media and the news recognize that one of the things that keeps our eyes on the screen is outrage and heightened emotions. It's one of the ways they can get us to pay attention. And there's loads of research into this, that the importance in social media of getting us engaged, enraged, or outraged. So we want to watch for that. You know, is this starting to become something that they, the news organizations, are using to get us to attend? Is it valuable for us? Is this useful for us? And I think that's the key question to ask yourself. And only you will know the right answer for that. But instead of religiously, ritually switching on the news at the same time or scrolling through your phone to look at news, pause for a minute and ask yourself, is this the most useful use of my time? Is this useful, helpful, good for me? Now, sometimes it may be. So being informed is really useful. And sometimes you may just have got into the habit of doing this. And you want to pause and ask yourself, is this useful? Or am I just stirring up some stuff within me that isn't helpful? Because what's going on over there is horrific on so many levels. The humanitarian cost is extraordinary. Us becoming stressed about it, getting ill, increasing the load on us, probably doesn't help anybody. Us doing something about it, becoming proactive, supporting in some way, being compassionate, that's useful, absolutely. But us getting churned and not doing anything, that probably doesn't help us. We know that emotional stress, even if it's secondhand, we're watching something and we have these mirror neurons make us empathic, we feel the hurt and upset and horror of something happening to somebody else, particularly if it's somebody who's very sensitive to that. And again, asking yourself, is this the best use of my time and neurology? Is this helping them? Is this helping me? And if you want to help, there are lots of ways to help, lots of ways to contribute. But you want to ask yourself, is using my time in that way, my energy in that way, helping me or the situation? So pause for a minute. If you find yourself stuck with this news, think, how could I get that news in a way that's less emotionally impactful so I can still understand it and really recognize the import of it, but it doesn't actually put me into a tailspin? What habits am I getting into around the news that aren't useful? And what habits are useful? So I'm not saying, you know, switch off all news. Some people do recommend that. I don't particularly recommend that. I think find the right level for you and the right way of getting that information, digesting it, and checking in with yourself and asking yourself, right, is this helpful? Is this useful? So I hope you found that a useful thought on the news to start you working out how you're going to consume this. It's all being presented to you. It's all available, but what works for you? And on the next podcast, I'm going to be looking at a technique to help you if you found that you've been triggered or emotionally churned by watching some kind of news item or social media feed. So if you're interested in that, do tune into that. I hope you found it useful, and I'll see you on the next one.
Essential NLP. Practical skills for a great life.